You're listening to SBS News.
Outside Queensland's Parliament, supporters and opponents of voluntary assisted dying, or VAD, await the outcome of a conscience vote by MPs on the proposed law. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk hopes Queensland will join Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia and Tasmania in passing the law.
There has been 3 years of consultation on this bill, and this is the opportunity for this historic law reform to actually pass through the Queensland Parliament.
If the VAD law passes, as is widely expected, it will come into effect from January 2023, 15 months away. Culturally diverse communities say the government will have some work to do to prepare. For 3 decades, Anna Voloshenko has been a public health practitioner in the sector.
The proposed legislation is very detailed, but it is written in a very difficult language so that not just culturally diverse people, but others will probably find it difficult.
For elderly immigrants, compounding loss or lack of ability to understand English are cultural issues. This 88-year-old Chinese-Australian supports VAD, but only agreed to be interviewed on condition of anonymity.
I haven't heard much about this because in the Chinese community, talking about death is a taboo.
Tan Choi Lam is the owner of one of the only aged care residences for Asian elderly in Queensland and says he's seen what a challenge it is for the next generation looking after their relatives.
Of course, language is an issue because the younger generation may not have the language capacity to even explain the in and out of the VAD.
Translation of VAD information into easy English and at least the major languages is considered vital by Anna Voloshenko.
I don't think there is enough information. They need to be able to know that this is an option and that the palliative care can be available to them if they choose.
The law requires people requesting VAD to have access to accredited interpreters. The CEO of National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, or NATI, is Mark Painting, and he says Queensland's provisions are comparable with laws in other states, but more is needed.
We would strongly recommend and hope that the government would provide some information and awareness training in advance of coming into effect.
Queensland Health says it will ensure ethnic communities are well informed through established systems and processes. MPs are expected to vote on the legislation by the end of this week. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.